It's time to book a test drive with a difference. Forget about your petrol past and experience 100% electric with the new Vauxhall Corsa E at our Switch It Up test drive event. With a test drive of up to 48 hours, you'll see why more people are making the switch. Britain, the new all-electric Vauxhall Corsa E is here. Book your test drive today at your local Vauxhall retailer. Vauxhall, British brand since 1903. Participating retailers only. Subject to status and availability, T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, Halloween Eve. Hi there, Kelly.
Hello.
Are you festive today?
I will be in a little bit. I'm going to set a stage a little bit.
You're pre-festive right now.
Yes. Well, I was going to put on my creepy mask, but then I thought, you're not going to understand anything I'm saying. Because it kind of covers the mouth a little.
Oh, okay.
Kind of muffles the speech.
Sure.
So, but I have shelves behind me, and I have
that's spooky
fun decorations.
Oh, okay.
Not really spooky, but I have spooky little decorations I'll put behind me.
Uh-huh. It is the...
Are you festive?
Halloween edition. I've got skeletons. I've got a mystical skull.
Nice.
The studio is dark and moody. Very
dark and moody.
Yeah, very foreboding.
Well, I'm in an unfinished basement, so that's pretty dark and moody.
Yeah. Okay.
A little.
Okay. Yeah. And you don't still know if your house is haunted, so yeah, there's still that, I guess.
So far, it doesn't seem to be.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, though, for almost willing it to happen.
I keep pushing that storyline.
I don't think.
All right, so today...
I'll put on a little costume for our little video later.
Yeah, we're going to do You Laugh, You Lose right about 7:45. It's the Halloween edition of that. Family secrets are pretty crazy in that it's like she sees premonitions and it's kind of bizarre and wild, and it rolls right into Horror Week as we wrap up Horror Week today on the show. More of your unexplained, more of your spooky and just wild stories of haunts. We have Setting the Bar stories. We have Facebook fights. We have all that stuff happening here today on the show, plus an opportunity at $1,000 sometime today. Every hour we give you feel-good stories. Kelly Kay.
So, you know, this starts off pretty horrible. A veteran in Seneca, South Carolina, lost his home during a tornado.
Ah.
But here is the feel-good. He's soon going to have a permanent place to live thanks to this nonprofit group. So, David Campbell, United States Army veteran, lost the house that he grew up in when the storm ripped through the area back in April.
Oh, dang.
And, you know, ever since he lost the home that his father left to him, he's been living in hotel rooms and with friends. But the nonprofit group Purple Heart Homes Golden Corner chapter heard about his need and decided to step in. So they're building him a tiny home as a way to express our gratitude for what veterans have done for us.
Oh, good deal.
And so, yeah, he was there to watch as they placed his new home on its foundation. And the good news is he's more than likely going to be able to move into the house before Thanksgiving.
All right.
Yeah, it's a great story. He's super excited, super grateful. We'll tweet it out so you can see the pictures, read the whole thing at Ben & Kelly Show.
All right, there you go. Feel good. We do these every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, love is dead.
Why do you say that?
Love is once again dead, as Brad Pitt and his married girlfriend, Nicole, have reportedly broken up.
What did you say?
It doesn't matter. I'm giving him Coldplay.
No, I know. It's accurate because she was married.
Yes.
Open relationship. So you knew that maybe the long-term potential wasn't there.
Yeah, she just ripped the Band-Aid off of Brad Pitt's heart and went back to her husband.
Oh, wow. How cruel. And honestly, I mean, when you compare the two, I'm not trying to be shallow, but you do have Brad Pitt in one hand and her older restaurateur husband in the other hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, they have history. I don't know them. I can't judge. But who's going to dump Brad Pitt?
Well, Nicole is his married girlfriend. And this just goes to show you that love isn't real. Love cannot last.
Maybe Brad should try dating someone not in an open marriage. I'll just say that maybe the next time. Because Brad, get back up on that horse. We're here for you, Brad.
I'm going to say, I don't know how many more times we can put the pieces of his broken heart back together.
Listen, you know what the universe is telling him. Jennifer Aniston is single.
No.
Listen, the universe needs them to be together to find their way back to each other. What an epic love story.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyways, if you're waking up this morning and you're like, man, I really am wondering about Brad Pitt's love life and hopefully he's doing okay. Well, we're here to say that love is dead and he and his married girlfriend, Nicole, have broken up, and source says they're totally over and that this split actually happened a little while back and we're just hearing about it now.
Be honest. Mm-hmm. People were waking up not having any clue he was ever dating a open marriage girl. No one knew that.
Well, then we're here to say he was dating a German model by the name of Nicole, who was married, and then they now have broken up. So what a roller coaster we've just taken you on.
You know what? She was kind of an Angelina Jolie lookalike, too. So maybe it's for the best. It's for the best.
All right, so there you go. Your daily, sorry, not daily, weekly, no, not even weekly. Your monthly, bi-yearly Brad Pitt update.
Sure.
All right, setting the bar stories, small examples of what not to do. So if you can manage to make it through the day without paying a buddy to allow a leopard to maul you, you're doing okay.
I'm sorry, back the truck up. What's happening?
That's why I called this Here Kitty Kitty from Local 10 News.
Investigators say Podgy charged 50-year-old Dwight Turner $150 for a, quote, full contact experience with his black leopard to, quote, play with it, rub its belly, and take pictures.
Okay.
How did he think that was going to go?
So Dwight's going to be okay. Okay.
That's good news.
Yes, that is. Dwight thought, you know what? My buddy here has a black leopard that I just think is the most adorable thing in the world. And I just love to get into that cage with it and play with it, rub its belly, scratch it behind the ears and just pretend like it's a domesticated cat and not a huge wild animal.
Precious. Here's the thing. There's a reason why you don't typically see those in petting zoos.
Once the man walked inside the enclosure.
Okay. Once the man walked inside the enclosure.
Instantaneous connection?
Should we? Was he A, greeted by a friendly black leopard who decided to roll on its back and allow tummy rubs? B,
I'm guessing no. Uh-huh.
Was he immediately licked on the face and the black leopard purring and rubbing its sides all up against his leg?
Mm-mm.
Or C, did it immediately attack Dwight?
C. I'm going to guess C.
All right, let's find out what immediately happened when he walked into the cage.
Once the man walked inside the enclosure, the leopard attacked.
Attacked. There it is.
I win the prize. Okay.
There it is. Yeah, and in fact was C. The leopard attacked and he was beaten up pretty good and had to go to the hospital and get some stitches and, you know, parts of his head sewn back on. And a cat is going to do what a cat's going to do. How many times have we said, or have I said, if cats were big enough to actually like the size of, elephants, they would murder all humans. Like cats probably have zero care about about what it, like, they kill with reckless remorse.
Here's the thing. He got his playtime. He did. Just ended up being the toy.
He did, yes. So again, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Okay, if you can manage to make it through the day, here, kitty, kitty, without paying your buddy to allow his big black leopard to maul you, you're doing okay.
Listen, we laugh because this guy asked for this to happen.
He did. He's okay.
We're just using it as an example of, hey, don't do that. You can easily avoid this situation.
Yeah. $150 well spent. That's setting the bar.
Is it?
On 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. We do this every hour. Kelly K.
So this is another one of those that kind of starts out of tragedy. Kevin Ashford, he lives in California.
Mm-hmm.
He was planning to sell his collection of 25,000 baseball cards for a small fortune.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, he's donating them to a 9-year-old baseball fan and player named Reese, who lost her home and her baseball collection in a fire.
Oh.
Yeah, so Reese and her family were evacuated to safety along with their livestock. She had asked her dad to get her baseball card collection, and with limited time, obviously, and the stress of evacuation, he forgot to grab it. Fresno County fire officials said they'd set up a baseball card drive in the hope of rebuilding the collections of Reese and her friends who also lost their homes. So Kevin said, you know, my best guess at this point is probably... and it's probably underrated. There's about 25,000 cards dating back to the 1990s. So I think...
Holy cow.
Her collection is going to be in good shape.
Wow. Okay.
That's yeah.
I have a bunch of baseball cards from like back in the day when I was younger and I collected baseball cards. But I know I have some of them. I think my mom... I got to look at them because I bet I've got some bangers in there, you know?
Some bangers?
That's
good.
I probably got some pretty expensive baseball cards in there. I think, you know, it's probably been 20 years, longer than that, probably close to 30 years.
Do you have, like, them in a display book or case or anything like that? Or are they just in a drawer somewhere?
No, they're not in a drawer. They're in, like, a binder. So,
okay. Anyway. There you go. All right. So that's a great story. We'll tweet it out. You can read the whole thing at Ben and Kelly Show. Back to Reese and her collection.
Yes, that's right. All right, there you go. Feel good. We do them every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Horror Week. We've been taking your stories of the unexplained, your haunted, weird, mystical, spooky stories all week. Debbie.
My fiance, in his house, he gave me a key, and I was at the house one day, and I thought I heard him come home, so I'm hearing footsteps down the hallway, and nobody was home. It was just me in the house. And there were times where we would go out and come back to his house, and, like, the TV would be on, and we hadn't been watching TV when we left. So it was every time, it was a weird situation where the TV would just turn on by itself.
That's strange. Now, did you ever find out why?
No, you know, we tried to. And then the weirdest part was we couldn't shut it off.
Oh,
like, it would turn on, and then we would try to get it to shut off. We would have to unplug it to shut it back off. We still have the TV, and it hasn't happened since he moved out of the house.
Oh, so it was just unique to that particular house?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
Dang.
It's like straight out of the movie Poltergeist.
Oh, absolutely. And you hear that stuff happening all the time. It's so creepy.
TVs are a weird one. We got a message from Desiree. She said, I've got a spooky one for you. My husband and I were moving into a house we just bought. Plugged in the TV in our bedroom. Turned it on. And the screen was black. Except for two letters. J-A. That filled the entire screen. We just looked at each other. And shut the TV off because Jah, J-A, was my dead uncle's name.
Oh my gosh! Oh wow.
That's...
Oh dang, uncle was just saying, hey, welcome to your new home.
Yeah, housewarming gift. Ha 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 ha.
Hey, looks great, guys. All right, I'll check in later.
Oh my God. Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. the good news. And I don't know if you let this slip your mind or not, but today's the day that The Mandalorian Season 2 starts streaming on Disney Plus. Yeah!
Oh, yes!
We have made it to October 30th. We have made it.
I never thought we did.
We have made it. Season 2 of The Mandalorian. I'm so ready for it. My body's so ready now. The only thing that's going to suck about this, again, is you're going to have to wait a week for each episode to come out. They're not just going to give it to you all in... Yep, you got to wait.
Why?
You got to wait.
Why, Disney Plus? Why?
I know. It'll be okay. It'll be okay, but...
I'm ready to binge it and be done with it by tomorrow. I'm ready.
Mandalorian Season 2 now streaming, so yay.
When did we first talk about that, by the way? How long did we wait? Was it over a year?
It's been over a year, yes.
Oh, wow.
Kelly,
what a journey.
I know. This is the way. It has to be this way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way. So, the child is back.
Yeah, so The Mandalorian, obviously the viral Disney Plus Star Wars kind of series following Baby Yoda. The child.
Yeah, pretty much. The child.
And a kind of Boba Fett Mandalorian-like character. So, if you haven't yet seen season one, get yourself caught up. You can do it in one weekend. And then dive in on the season two of The Mandalorian, because that's all I'm going to be talking about for the next, I don't know, however, 8 weeks, I guess.
Oh, is that how many episodes? Huh?
I mean, I'm assuming. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
All right.
There you go.
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's good stuff there on 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up here in just a few minutes, it is a family secret. Victoria's Secret will leave you with chills when you hear what she sees.
It is straight out of, I'm telling you, the Sandra Bullock movie, Premonition. Look it up, Ben. It's not Miss Congeniality.
When Victoria messaged us this secret, Kelly and I both got chills.
My mouth dropped wide open. I'm like, you are not going to believe this.
Victoria writes, I was haunted by the ghost of my boyfriend while I was dating him.
Stop it right there, sir. That is a crazy sentence. How does that work?
This was 3 years before he passed away. I even saw him pass away the same way he did 3 years later, wearing the exact same thing, but he had changed so much after we broke up, gaining more weight, growing his hair long, growing a long beard, that I didn't realize that it was actually him.
Oh my goodness.
He had visited me 3 days before he passed away, and then his mom contacted me to let him know that he had indeed passed, and I almost lost it when I saw him in the casket and realized he was my ghost.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! It was like he was saying goodbye. I can't. Listen, this is crazy. That is, I have never heard anything like that in real life. But again, I saw a movie starring Sandra Bullock named Premonition. You should look it up.
That secret she keeps with her. And now she says to us, wow. That gives me chills just even hearing it.
Yeah, she said she'd never shared that with anybody before. Oh my goodness. I'm just trying to marinate in it and let it soak in. Like, how does that even happen?
I don't know. Maybe I need to see the movie starring Sandra Bullock.
Named Premonition. You should probably see that. You should probably check it out. It's a pretty good story.
All right. Thank you, Victoria, for sharing that with us on Horror Week on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. We're going to shift gears. We're going to send you on that roller coaster that we do so well. So on the way, we have the trumpet fanfare that lets you know that it is almost time for the Halloween edition of You Laugh, You Lose. where Kelly and I will sling our best quote-unquote jokes back and forth. Whoever laughs first loses.
And we both have spooky sets.
Yes.
I am in costume. I'm in full-on, full-body costume.
Mm-hmm.
Also have a creepy set behind me. We're changing our names.
So that is coming up here in just a few minutes. That trumpet fanfare that you're about to hear, that can signify only one thing, and that is the start of You Laugh, You Lose, where Kelly and I will sling our best dad jokes back and forth to one another, and the person who laughs first loses!
Wait, can I show my tail?
Kelly is wearing a dragon costume right now. I have skulls and skeletons.
Mm-hmm.
And we're ready to go. Loser goes first. I believe that is you, Kelly.
Wait. Can we acknowledge my set? I have, like, candles going back here. I mean, they're little battery candles, but they're still candles. I got spiders. I got glam skulls.
Yes.
A little spooky painting up there.
All very good,
right.
Kelly.
Okay. Thank you, Ashley. She says cutest dragon ever.
Okay. Loser goes first. Kelly, are you ready?
Okay. Wait a second.
Okay, all right.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
What kind of mistakes do ghosts make?
What kind of mistakes do ghosts make?
Boo-boos.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
Why did the ghost go into the bar?
For the booze.
Get that one off my list.
Thank you.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What do you call a witch's garage?
Ooh, what do you call a witch's garage?
Broom closet.
Yeah. Kelly, my imaginary friend died.
Oh, that's tragic.
When we couldn't remember his blood type. Yeah, as he died, he kept insisting, be positive. But it's hard without him.
That's tough. Kind of deathy.
It's a blood joke, Kelly.
I'm going a little off book with the Halloween, with some of these. What do you call a smart plumber?
What?
A wisecrack?
Sure. Kelly?
Yeah.
What is in a ghost's nose?
I'll let you say it.
Boogers.
Yeah. Yeah. It's exactly what's there. What's made of leather and sounds like a sneeze?
What is made of leather and sounds like a sneeze, Kelly?
A shoe.
It's You Laugh, You Lose. Halloween edition. Kelly, why do skeletons have low self-esteem?
Why do skeletons have low self-esteem?
They have nobody to love!
I like the little Dracula delivery on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Why did the ghost have to leave the party early?
Oh, why?
They couldn't handle the booze.
Ah, another booze joke. I like that. Two in one. That's great.
I know.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
How do you tell when a ghost has reached menopause?
How do you tell when a ghost has reached menopause?
Her boobies are sagging. I got it.
Did you take yourself out?
Listen, menopause ghost jokes always get me.
Boobies are good.
Stupid.
I was standing in my chair.
That's stupid. Oh, my God. That's stupid. Well, congratulations. The trophy goes back to you.
Thank you. Oh, I would say I earned it. I didn't earn it.
No, you didn't.
But I'll take it.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, well.
Hits you laugh, you lose.
Holding that in hurt my belly.
Yeah, I bet it did. Kelly goes up two games again. 22 wins to 20 here on 99.7 DJX. Happy Halloween! All right. Feel good stories. What do you got, Kelly?
Well, it's good to have goals, right?
Good to have goals.
It's good to have goals. Like, especially if you're a collector. And I thought it was appropriate because this guy in Ohio, Robert O'Connor, now is a Guinness World Record holder for his 1,221 unique pieces of memorabilia from the Ghostbusters franchise.
What?
Yeah. This guy's got a lot of stuff. Like, he said he first saw the original Ghostbusters when he was only 4 years old. Wasn't long before that he started, you know, accumulating merchandise. His collection was certified as the world's largest collection of Ghostbusters memorabilia this year when the official count stood at 1,221 original pieces. And oh yeah, he's not done.
Oh, wow.
I mean, you just keep going when you have an impressive display like that. I mean, the picture is insane of just like a corner of what he's got.
Of all, yeah, of everything he has?
Oh, it is like I had no idea that all of this stuff existed, but he has found it and bought it, and now he has it. I don't know if he's married.
I'm getting anxiety just listening to you talk about all of the stuff he has.
It's a lot of stuff. Like, I mean, but it's organized. So it's not like a hoarder's situation where it's just like junk all over the place. I mean, it's very organized memorabilia. He's got, you know, duplicates of a lot of the things. But again, he has 1,221 unique pieces.
Amazing.
And then like doubles of some of the stuff. So who knows what the actual number of the stuff is that he really has, but he likes Ghostbusters.
He does. Okay.
He does.
That's you feel good?
I feel good. Because, yeah, he's good to have goals. He's a world record holder. I mean, that's unique.
That he is. No one can take that away from him. Until
they want to go ahead and start and collect more than him.
All right, there you go. Feel good every hour here throughout the morning on 99.7 DJX. Horror week here on 99.7 DJX as we share your stories of the odd, the unexplained, the spooky. This one from Claire. She writes, "It starts just like a normal haunted story would. It's a dark and stormy night. I saw something in the window. Looked up to see a menacing face staring back at me.
Ooh.
It was a horrifying creature with red and piercing eyes.
Oh, God.
Its smile was pure evil.
Ew, it had a smile?
My husband was upstairs sleeping and my son a room over in his crib. I stood there frozen as it mouthed
she didn't scream.
The word dead to me.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Its hand slowly slid down the glass as it moved away from the window.
Stop. This can't be real. Why is she not screaming? I'm screaming.
In a shot of panic, I wondered if the front door was even locked.
Oh my God.
I ran to it and tried the handle. It was.
Okay, thank goodness.
So there I was.
Is that the end of the story?
Yeah.
Oh my God! There's a demon thing outside her window? And that's all we know. Or I need to know if, like, she ever saw it again. Like, anything else ever happened? Anything? Oh, wow. That painted a picture.
Yep. Melody.
Okay, so my mom used to always tell us stories that she would hear people or see people, and I was never a believer in ghosts. Mm-hmm. And she had asked me to house it for her. I have four kids. I have two girls and two boys. The three oldest ones are from my first marriage, so they go away for the weekends. Well, one weekend, my kids were gone. My mom's bedroom's upstairs, and in the middle of the night when I'm sleeping, you know, everybody's out of it, I was asleep and I heard, "Mommy, can I lay next to you?" Mm. And of course, as a mom, I'm like, "Yeah, get in bed." And then I snap and I'm like, "Wait a minute. The kids are gone. It's just me and my youngest son here." So I'm scared to open up my eyes and see if there's anybody there.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what happened?
Well, she's always saying she sees a little girl ghost or hears one, and I've always do that stuff. It's in your head, it's in your mind. And in the middle of the night, I hear a little girl say, "Mommy, can I lay next to you?" So as a mom, you know, you say, yes, your child can lay with you. But then I realize, like, wait, my kids are gone. I dropped them off on Friday, and it's just me and my youngest son here. So I kind of like put my head into the pillow. I don't want to look around, but after like a few seconds, I have to look out and see the doors closed, the restroom doors closed. It's dark. There's nobody around. My son is asleep. He was already laying next to me. So, I mean, I heard it loud and clear. "Mommy, can I lay next to you?" And so now it's like I have to believe all these ghost stories my mom has been telling me, because this little girl that I heard in the middle of the night made a believer out of me, and it's giving me chills as I'm saying it right now. Like, it's so scary.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like, I, as a mom too, I'm like, sure, baby, come lay down. But at the same time, no, because you're a ghost. And that's creepy. I mean, that's a lot of emotions to have at the
same
time.
A lot of emotions. All right. Horror week here.
Oh, wow.
One of my favorite weeks of the year here. On 99.7 DJX. You can always get a hold of us on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. Great place for you to screenshot maybe some, you know, comments that you see on Facebook. And then the people who comment on a certain thread that just goes a little bit wild, that's where we get Facebook Fight Theater from.
Now, see, this one teaches a good lesson. Be nice, because you never know who you were talking to.
I mean, I feel like all of these are a lesson in be nice. But yes, well, this particular.
So Ben plays Gladys, who starts this whole thing. She's just offering up a bit of advice, some little decorating tips, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
I play Sarah. Uh-huh. Sarah doesn't necessarily appreciate Gladys's decorating advice.
No.
Ben also plays Marshall, mm-hmm. who's going to chime in with that. And Ben also plays Clyde. Are you ready for your triple role?
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll in.
Acting out the drama you see on Facebook with
Facebook Fight Theater
on 99.7 DJX.
Did you know if you give your pumpkins a bleach bath, 1 part bleach to 10 parts water, they will last much longer? It kills all of the mold and fungus that causes them to rot. Happy fall, y'all!
Okay, very...
Wow.
Yeah.
What a hot tip
hot
from Gladys.
Fall tips from Gladys. Sarah, not appreciative.
Listen, you wrinkled old white trash idiot. Bleaching pumpkins or any kind of fruit, leaving it outside is a deadly trap to animals. Please stop posting the recipe for killing things.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Whoa there. Well, first of all, with that Marlboro in your mouth and that neck tattoo in your profile pic, I wouldn't be calling other people white trash. Second, Gladys is right.
Well, Marshall, your haircut tells me you haven't interacted with a woman in a while, so I'll be gentle. Bleach kills.
Okay, they're just going back and forth with each other. All right.
Mad.
Wow.
Oh, honey, I've done it for years. After the bleach dries and sits out, it turns harmless.
Oh, so Gladys and her thick Coke bottle bottom glasses is now a scientist and wildlife expert. Just stop posting, you old prune.
Wow.
Okay. Wow.
Sarah does not like these fall tips.
Sarah, you must be new to our little virtual neighborhood on Facebook.
I just moved here in July from California.
Well, then let me educate you. Gladys has a doctorate from Texas A&M and retired from Texas Parks and Wildlife in 2017. So, yeah, she is a scientist and local wildlife expert.
Oh, boy. Oh, there it is. There it is. All right. Gladys.
You are too sweet, Clyde. Thank you. And yes, after the bleach dries, it's just basically water and salt, and it's harmless to any critter.
Okay, so what do you have to say for yourself, Sarah? What?
Well, I had no idea, Gladys.
No offense taken, sweetie.
Okay.
So sweet. Gladys is a precious gem.
What a precious gem. So how is Sarah going to come back from that?
But seriously, have you considered Lasix eye zapper and some kind of skin treatment?
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow.
Oh, wow.
What is...
No. What is Lasix eye zapper? Is that... That sounds like a sassy eye surgery.
I'll tell you what. I had Lasix, and that definitely did happen. So, I don't know. I don't know if it was... I don't know if I did it wrong or what, but... All right.
Should you go back?
I think maybe I need an upgrade. I don't know.
The full experience.
I didn't get the Lasix experience that I've heard so much about. All right, there you go. Let's just be nice to each other. That's Facebook Fight Theater. I'm a sucker for you. Jonas Brothers there on 99.7 DJX. It's Nick who thinks that the Jonas Brothers actually have a good luck curse. I don't know. Do you call it a good luck curse?
No, he calls it the Jonas blessing.
Yes, it's a blessing, unlike the Drake curse. So the Drake curse is that, you know, wherever you see Drake on the sidelines, you know, in the stands cheering, that team typically roots. I mean, Cat fans know all too well the Drake curse. Am I right?
Yeah,
but the Jonas blessing is different, according to Nick.
To fully understand this, we have to back things up to September 22nd, 2019.
Oh, wow. He has a full theory. Okay.
That is the date of the Jonas Brothers show in Kansas City, Missouri. You know who was at that show? Patrick Mahomes.
Ah, okay. Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh. Cut to a few months later, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 54.
Oh, wow.
Next up, December 10th, Arizona. Who was there, you might ask? Oh, Cody Bellinger. The Dodgers won the World Series. Certainly not least, Lewis Hamilton.
Okay, so he has three different, clues that show there is a Jonas blessing.
Attended the Jonas Brothers concert in Paris on February 22nd.
Oh, wow.
Just last week, he won his 92nd Grand Prix, the most of all time.
Okay, so look at that.
Oh, wow.
There is.
Okay, so what he's saying is if you go to a Jonas Brothers show, you're going to win some sort of world championship.
That's what he's saying.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah, he puts the invite out and says, hey, if you're a sports figure and you want to come to a Jonas Brothers show, it's going to bring you good luck. So,
yes.
I don't know.
I think that's genius. Also, they just dropped a new Christmas song on us. So if you want to get a little taster of that, it's up on the website, WDJX.com.
Because Sunday, we start Christmas.
Exactly. So push pause, like maybe don't look at it until Sunday.
Okay. All right.
And then so, you can be fully ready, your full body and soul to be ready to appreciate it.
There you go. At WDJX.com. It is Horror Week. Scary stories from you all week here on 99.7 DJX. First, we'll start with a text from Maggie, who just says, got a spooky story for you. I was in the bedroom and went outside to smoke, came back in, asked, and my boyfriend asked why I was looking at him through the blinds. I said I wasn't. He said he saw my silhouette behind the window, and then I looked through the blinds. Nope, wasn't me. Same place. We were in the kitchen, and all of a sudden, my baby's music box started playing in the other room. No one was in there.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, music boxes can be really creepy.
Yeah.
When they just turn
start
on.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no. No.
And then Kim writes us. And she says, was having a girls' night at a friend's house. And we all knew her house was haunted. It had been on a ghost hunting show.
Oh, wow.
Wild. Yeah.
Okay.
We were all sitting on the porch having supper. One person walked into the house and we could see her, so we knew she didn't do it. She called for us to come in, and the napkins that had been on the cabinet were in the middle of the floor and looked like they had just been dropped in one spot. Wind would have scattered them.
Wow.
They were just in one spot in the middle.
Ooh.
And then the night went on. Nothing else happened. We went to bed and all slept in the same room in the floor. I made sure I was in the middle of the group. The next morning, there was money underneath me. And I asked the girl next to me, who was sleeping, if she had money in her pocket. Like, maybe it had fallen out and rolled underneath her or whatever. Nope.
Uh-huh.
She didn't. Came to find out that change was underneath most of us and in our shoes.
Oh, wow.
Here's the catch.
Did they just get paid by a ghost?
The owner of the house had a bowl with coins in another room. Needless to say, I've never stayed there again.
Oh, wow.
So the ghost
Except
just...
Except for the fact that maybe if you keep going back, you'll get more money.
Yeah, maybe. Wow, I got 26 cents. So if I stay here again over the course
I'm
of a year...
I'm going for 50 cents this time.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. All right. Scary,
that's
spooky
crazy.
Story. Setting the bar. These are small examples of what not to do, okay? And we give these to you to set the bar for your day very low as opposed to very high.
Yeah, you can jump over this little hurdle, call it a win for the day.
I mean, I feel like we've all had those sweats, right? When you turn something in and immediately you realize, oh gosh, there's something wrong and I've already turned it in. And you get those sweats, right?
Yeah, sure.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without submitting your term paper with a profanity-laced title, you're doing okay.
Oopsies. What did we call it?
The title of her term paper, which we found out about because of a TikTok video, thanks to TikTok, which has 5.8 million views on it so far.
Oh, whoa.
It shows the person taking the TikTok asking her friend what's wrong as she cries hysterically on the floor, asking if she can resubmit the assignment. I'll play for you the clip.
Can you, like, resubmit something on Blackboard? This is not funny. I'm so upset.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny. Because you can see once the camera zooms in on the essay that she's turned in, the title reads, Stupid Blanking Paper That Has No Meaning. I mean, this is something I'm sure that we've all thought when writing a term paper,
oh,
right?
Yeah. And maybe that was just the rough draft working title, but not the final draft title.
Right, right. So she turns that into her professor, and apparently... So the person who's filming this has zero remorse and is laughing at the mistake. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So listen, I guess some other TikTok users, you know, have kind of chimed in and been like, hey, listen, I'm a professor. I would have just laughed it off or whatever. And thankfully, I guess we find out that the professor cleared the essay to be allowed to be resubmitted. So.
Oh, okay. So maybe a mild sense of humor.
Yeah, just
the
like
professor had. Okay.
Ha ha ha. Yeah, sure. I get you think it's a stupid essay.
Now,
why don't
you
retitle
maybe on
it.
The job? You have like a project needs to be turned into your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you try titling your project "Stupid Blanking Project That Has No Meaning."
Now, I will tell
see
you
how that goes.
I will say that there have been like projects that we've done in the past where we've created an acronym for said project. And just uh-huh. And each of those like letters in the word that we've created, it stands for something like, you know, stupid blanking project or whatever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But you create the acronym instead
right.
of the writing
sure.
it all out.
But you risk having to explain that too.
I mean, do you? I don't know. Anyways, so setting the bar, small examples of what not to do. If you can manage to make it through the day without submitting your term paper with a profanity-laced title, calling your term paper stupid blanking paper that has no meaning, then you're doing okay.
That's kind of fantastic, though.
Poor girl.
She's
hysterical. Speaking of Halloween, you know, a lot of neighborhoods are trying to figure out their own way to trick or treat and stuff like that, you know, staying within the governor's guidelines and everything. I was just thinking about this. One, it's going to be a beautiful night for it. It's going to be a little bit cool. It's going to be clear. But when you come back with your haul, right?
Uh-huh.
Did you ever trade with your sister when you got back from...
Yeah, you filter through, you keep the best stuff, and you give the stuff that you hate to your sister.
Okay, say I get like a whatchamacallit in my bag, and I'm wanting
to... You better be giving it to me ASAP.
But see, I'm going to need from you something like a Reese's or a Snickers. I'm going to need something of equal value or greater in order
thank
to make
you
this
for,
swap.
Thank you for calling it equal value.
Well, it has zero value.
It's a really good...
I'm just saying it has zero value to me, but I'm saying the candy trade has to be equal in order for
sure,
both parties.
Sure, you can have a Reese's or a Snickers, or you can have both, because whatchamacallits are that good.
Okay, so what if you're wanting to go more the hard sweet candy rather than like a chocolate? Like, what if you're wanting to trade for Twizzlers? Like, Twizzlers and maybe Swedish Fish are kind of on that equal level, would you say?
Are they?
I mean, I'm saying Swedish Fish are better than Twizzlers, but only by a little bit, because I think Twizzlers are a stellar candy. I think they're probably...
I can't comprehend anything other than chocolate, so you're kind of speaking a foreign language to me right now.
Okay, so, all right, fine, chocolate. All right, so say
Thank you. Say
you get just a Reese's or just a regular Hershey bar in your bag, and you're wanting
it's a classic,
and
sure.
And you're wanting to trade that out, because you always get 1,000 of those. So,
yes, absolutely.
So you want to get rid of some of those. So if you're wanting to get rid of some of that, to me, I'm going to need several of those to give you something like a whatchamacallit.
Okay, done. What's the problem here? I don't see the problem.
So that's like a 5-to-1, I think, a trade value.
That's all right.
You're fine with that.
Because I'll tell you why. Whatchamacallit has to be full size, because they don't even make those in fun size. I've never seen a fun size whatchamacallit.
All right, so what
I'm fine with that.
All right, so what about like a Mr. Good Bar? One of those that are the chocolate with the peanuts in it.
I mean, that's okay, but I could definitely, that's in my tradable category.
Mm, okay. Mm-hmm. All right. What are the non-negotiable, non-tradable items?
Whatchamacallit. Anything full size, pretty much. Yeah, I'm not giving up a full size one.
It doesn't matter what it is.
Okay. I'm not giving up a Twix. I'm not giving up a Kit Kat. I'm not even giving up a 100,000
100 grand
bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm never going to give up a Snickers. I'm never going to give up a Reese's peanut butter cup, or even the smaller Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh, really? The little teeny tiny ones?
Yep. I will
You're not
give
that?
Nope. I'll never give those up.
Wow.
And you know what? Swedish Fish, I can part with Swedish Fish, even though I'm a fan of those. I just feel like I get an abundance of those that I can spare to trade off a couple of those. So anyways.
Are they going to be pre-warmed in your pocket?
Yeah. I mean, that's the way to eat them. I've already said that several times.
That's
so
great. Beware to anybody that gets a traded Swedish Fish pack from Ben Davis.
Yeah, it's going to be pre-warmed. Definitely going to be pre-warmed. All right, Ariana Grande, Seven Rings now. Her album, Positions, out, and you can hear different songs from that album all this weekend here on 99.7 DJX. Horror Week. The weird, the unexplained, your spooky, haunted stories. Jacqueline sent us a message talking about her home in J-Town.
Oh, wow.
She said... A lot of interesting things, she writes, has happened in her house. But she said, a couple months ago, I'm playing tug of war with my dog in the basement. I pulled the rope from his grip, threw it, he retrieved it, turned around, walked to me slowly, sat the rope down, lowered his head, and moved it to the side as to look around me. I slowly turned around and saw nothing, but he was still fixed, staring at something frozen for a minute.
Ooh, I tell you what, the animals and the children, they could see stuff. That's crazy.
Yeah. Another time, put a pot of water on the stove, walked into the family room, began watching TV. I noticed the bouncy ball in the middle of the floor. It was on the table in the foyer. It had fallen over. So she thought, well, I could have just easily rolled off. So I picked it up and set it on the coffee table in a bowl. I heard the water start to boil. So I went into the kitchen, added, some pasta, took meatballs out of the freezer, started to boil those and put the sauce on super low heat. And she's given us a recipe. I forgot to pause my show, so I went back in to rewind some, catch up, and then pause, and I noticed that the bouncy ball was on the floor yet again next to the coffee table, but I had set it in a bowl, so it couldn't have rolled off.
Oh, wow. Yeah, balls just don't jump out of bowls and onto the floor.
So she's talking to her boyfriend, and he told me that the spirits in the house like to play. It's happened to him before. So he knew I wasn't making it up. He said the next time that happens, just laugh and move the ball again.
Oh. Oh my gosh. She's like, you know what? Just, you know, it's like playing fetch with your dog. The ghosts want to play.
It's like the ghost at Waverly Hills Sanitarium, right?
Yes. Is that Little Timmy?
Little Timmy.
Ball?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, yes. They have a Little Timmy.
So, we always enjoy getting all of these stories. You can always message us at Ben and Kelly Show as Horror Week here on 99.7 DJX. Oh, it's so fun. If you've got a story, let us know. We'd love to share.
But listen, I'm sad that like Horror Week is coming to an end. Like we gotta go back to normal. Do we switch gears? Do we talk about Christmas stuff on Monday? I'm confused as to the rules of 2020 now.
Christmas Horror Week.
Oh yeah.
Starts November 2nd. Here on 99.7 DJX. All right, well, hey, whatever you do this weekend, have fun, enjoy your Halloween, be safe, and we will talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Can't get enough.
Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode, only on 99.7 DJX.